Breakfast. Now, even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack.
Welcome to the Best Bits podcast. Lou here for more Radio Breakfast. We have handpicked some of the best moments from the last week. We've packaged them all up in one handy podcast just for you. Don't forget, you can catch us live every single weekday morning from 6 a.m.
Tom, Lou and Jack. The Best Bits. Even more Radio Breakfast. More
radio. Right, listen, good morning to you. Welcome along. I'm going to get your grey matter going. Quite early on a Friday. Homeschooling is well underway, as we know. Me and Tom are both doing it with our kids. Lou is yet to pop out any chavies yet, so she's escaped it. How are you finding it, Tommy?
Difficult, but yep. This week we've decided not to beat ourselves up as parents. So we'll do a good hour, and then their concentration goes, so we'll break a bit longer than normal.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Well, I thought I'd test you both. I mean, because Lou, one day you're going to be a mum, because you and Pete are going to have a family one day, your fiancé. So I thought I'd see, you know what I mean, because these are how clever you are, because these are the questions that most parents are asking Google while they're homeschooling.
Okay.
All right, so I've got these. So I thought, and please play along at home, because I know that you're enjoying these questions, parents, not. I'm going to give you a little test here. I might do a few of these throughout the show. You ready?
Okay, yeah.
So to both of you, this is the number one Google search. How do you work out a percentage?
Okay.
I've got that down, if you...
Okay. Oh,
I know how to do it, but I can't explain it.
Okay, well, Tom's got it down, apparently.
So you take the full number.
Yeah.
And then you... Well, it depends what the what percentage you want.
Okay, so let's say...
This is why being a teacher is so hard. It's
like
explaining.
Let's say I got 18 out of 25 in a quiz.
Yes.
Okay.
Go for it.
Well, okay. And that's an easy one.
Well, go on then. Let's have it then.
Well, because you times the 25 by 100.
100. Yeah.
So, sorry, you times it by 4 to get 100. Then you times the 18 by 4.
Why are you times it by 4?
Because you've done the same with the 25. Because 25 to get 100,
Lou,
then you've got 100%.
No,
times
stop.
The 18 by 4, and then you've got your percentage.
25 times 100 divided by 18.
Oh, whoa.
No. Move on. Next.
Well, no, hang on a minute. 18 out of 25.
What's 4/18?
Shush, Lou. You divide 18 by 25.
Oh, no.
And then you multiply it by 100.
That's it.
Oh,
that's
no.
It. That's what I would have
done. Let's move on. Yeah. This is funny. This is funnier than I thought it would be.
Okay.
Well, here we go. Yeah. What is a verb?
A verb?
Yeah.
A verb's a doing word.
Correct. I would have said a doing word. Like run.
Yeah. So a verb is a word that describes an action or state of being.
Yeah.
For example, cleaning here. You know what I mean? So I am cleaning. So cleaning is the verb. Give you one more.
No. That cleaning is an adverb. Clean. To clean is the
verb.
No,
it isn't. No, it isn't, Lou. Lou.
That's an adjective.
Cleaning.
Oh, sorry. No, you're right.
Cleaning thoroughly. And thoroughly is the adverb.
Yeah. Right.
So just calm down, Lou, because you're getting ahead of yourself. Okay, here we go. What is a normal heart rate?
Oh, God knows.
Not mine at the moment. I think it's 85.
I wouldn't know where to start with that.
85. They do overs, don't they? I think 85 over 50.
That's a blood pressure, Tom. Oh,
even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack.
Happy Discovery Day today, everybody. This is the day today when most women here in the UK will find out whether they're pregnant or not. because it comes 2 weeks after New Year's Eve, apparently the most common day of the year for couples to conceive. Yeah.
New Year's Eve was rubbish this year, though, wasn't it?
Lou, stop trying to deflect.
Discovery Day today, apparently 10,000 women here in the UK alone will be taking pregnancy tests and waiting to find out the news. Good luck. It's a wonderful miracle of life. We
absolutely
wish you well. Do you know, it's fascinating this. I've been looking this up. Do you know how they used to do it in the olden days, the pregnancy test thing?
No.
This is amazing. The Egyptians.
What, they didn't do the old pee on a stick?
No. The Egyptians set the bar here for thousands of years. This is what women did. And what I'm about to tell you is true. They were told to get an onion.
Right.
Peel it.
Okay. Red or normal?
Yes, I think, excellent point.
I don't know.
Spring?
I don't know. Place it upon the area where a baby comes out.
Okay, yeah. Right.
Oh, that sounds like it would sting.
Wrap yourself up in sort of bandages so you keep your legs together. Go to sleep. And then in the morning, a doctor would come, and if your breath smelled of onions, you were pregnant. It's true. It's absolutely true, that.
Really?
I'm not lying. You can look it up as well.
So, I thought you were going to say if the doctor came in the morning and the onions were fried, then you were pregnant.
That's something very different.
So, no, if they're fried, he's got triplets.
So down here, I have brought in this morning for you, Lou.
Yeah, a red onion. Yeah.
No, I didn't really.
And I've got the hot dog.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. The best bits.
Next Wednesday, over in the States, Joe Biden will be sworn in as Woo-hoo! The next president.
In your face, Trump.
Yeah, so that's going to be happening. I don't know how they're going to do the big crowds around the White House and everything like that. We'll have to wait and see. But they've asked Joe, Mr. Biden, I should call him Mr.
President.
Yeah,
Mr. President, you should
President,
call him.
Yeah. They've asked him to select for the ceremony a host and a performer, because that's the tradition.
Ooh, okay.
So hosting, guy, this is...
James Corden.
I'd love to look through his little black book. No, it's not James Corden. Tom Hanks will be hosting.
Oh, yes.
He's lovely.
Good choice.
And then he's gone through his black book and he's booked Justin Timberlake to perform.
Oh, that's my good, God. He's so cool.
He's so... Joe Biden knows some people.
Wonder what tune Justin Timberlake's going to do. Cry Me a River, yeah. Rock Your Body. Right. Oh, I hope he does the one from Trolls. I like that.
I mean, he's probably going to do the national anthem.
He'll do his new song. It's called Better Days, apparently.
Oh!
But if I was just thinking, I don't have that kind of pull. If I became
a president, Tom.
Political... I know. If I was sworn in as Prime Minister, who could I get at my inaugural ceremony?
Well,
I don't know.
We mentioned earlier that your brother's an actor and that. He must know some famous people.
Yeah.
You know, pull on that.
I'd get Jack to host it.
Yeah, I'll do it. Yo, what's going on?
Oh, yeah, you don't want any smutty jokes, though, do you? Yeah.
Let's give it up for Tommy Tusco.
Yeah, it's not going
to
work, is
I'd
it?
Have to have my political aura. I need to be serious.
What are you talking about? You're telling me if you got Prime Minister's job, I wouldn't be in a cabinet?
No.
Imagine me, a minister for telling the mugs to go home when it's supposed to be lockdown. I'd be out there, mate. No one would be on the streets.
Yeah.
Be out there with my cronies, Big Dave, Dodgy Danny, Milky Mum. You know what I mean?
Milky Mum! Milky Mum!
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack.
We are so lucky to live in an area that is just so gorgeous. We've got some amazing countryside, beautiful beaches, amazing wildlife. And the wildlife around Brighton are keeping us entertained during this lockdown because we're all a little bit bored. If you've been out for a walk along Brighton seafront at any point, you may well have seen a murmuration of starlings. Have you seen these guys?
Lovely, isn't it?
A murmuration?
That's what it's called, when they all
Wonderful.
Fly together. And it's beautiful. It's quite a sight. Well, recently they've been going for the comedy value and... they've been forming themselves into giant airborne willies.
Oh, no. Someone snapped a picture.
Yeah, there's a few doing the rounds.
Oh,
it seems to be
brilliant.
They keep doing it.
So what? If I Google now Starling Willie, I'll see it.
No, don't do that.
We'll put Brighton in there as well.
Right, I kind of see it. Let's have a look here. You two talk amongst yourselves.
And put murmuration too, just
Starling.
To be sure.
So some photographers snapped them into just an awkward position.
Yeah, they just keep forming Willie shapes and flying Brighton. Around the pier.
So maybe they know. Maybe Willie. They're just having a... Jack... What are you Googling?
Starling Brighton Willy. Let's have a little look. Oh! Yeah, it looks like a Willy. That's spot on that. It's even got curly clock springs.
Oh! Sorry, everybody.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack.
I think we've all got something that we're a little bit obsessed with. When you're in the zone, there is no distracting you. So I'd imagine, like, for Jack, it's, what, when Tottenham are on the telly?
Yeah, which they were last night. Very disappointed. Stupid boys. But yes, you're correct. Yeah, don't get in my way when they're on the TV.
And Tom, for you, probably kind of World War II film?
Black and white one, yeah. You can't get me away from that.
Okay, well, for Danny Dyer, it's video games. He's just totally obsessed. FIFA, particularly.
Okay.
Can't get enough of. To the extent that his wife is getting a bit fed up with this. Like, you know, she wanted him to help around the house. Nah, busy, you know, playing his games. So she decided to conduct an experiment. She cooked a full-on roast, like a lovely big family dinner, served it to him completely naked, and he didn't even notice.
Yeah, you see, that's bad. You've got to pay your other half attention.
Well, yeah, you have, and you've also got to pay a roast dinner attention.
That's true.
Let me ask you this question, both of you. What do you prefer, your other half or roast?
What, my other half?
I was just asking. I was just curious. I mean, I don't...
Tom's not answered yet.
I can't answer that.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack.
Let's talk Poundland. Do we like Poundland?
I love a pound shop. I kind of have a rule, though. Nothing that goes in your mouth.
Oh, yeah, you don't do food, do you?
Yeah.
You get some good bags of sweets in
there.
Yeah,
Haribo and whatnot.
Cleaning products, you know what I mean? Your bleachers and stuff like that. Absolutely fantastic.
Poundland have announced that they're bringing back one of their most popular products from last year. For a pound, you can pick up your engagement ring. So they call this actually the standby engagement ring, which is the ring you buy to propose with. And then if you're going to go out together as a couple and choose your engagement ring, at least you've got a ring.
Well, that's what I did when I proposed to Sally Ann. I proposed to Sally Ann in Sweden. We was on a skiing holiday. And I'd bought her like a £20 ring from a stall in the lanes. It had like one of them blue stones in it, like an amethyst or something like that.
She
said yes, thankfully. And we went down to the restaurant and I was like, oh, I can see the ring, And you could see people thinking, is that it?
Yeah.
That's the thing. Did Pete just get it right first time? Were you deep down?
Well, he had it made, so he sort of had to.
How did he know what your ring size was, though?
Because we've got very similar size fingers.
Oh, he's very feminine.
It was. What are you laughing?
Very similar legs as well.
Yeah. And bottoms.
So he guessed right, did he?
Slightly too big. I had to be downsized slightly, but it's yeah.
Oh, P, get it right,
well,
mate.
No. They said go bigger because it's worse if it's too small and you can't get it on.
Yeah, and also, Lou, and you, the older you get, and I've already started to see it happening with you, you're getting fatter hands.
Lou's very svelte, apart from her chubby fingers.
Yeah, yeah. Is that what you're saying? Lou's fingers.
Sausage fingers.
No, they're bigger than sausages.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
oh.
They look like sausages, but battered sausages.
Okay. Oh, it's really off track here. I can't even remember what we were talking about. Oh, yeah, Poundland. There you go. You can buy a ring for £1. All right, sausage fingers.
Not going to fit on sausage fingers, are they?
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack.
We're in the year 2000 for your rewind this morning. Sometimes I give you random facts from this year. Other times I give Tom and Lou a challenge, and that's what I'm doing this morning. One of the big books this year was Zadie Smith's novel, White Teeth. What was it about, Tom?
White Teeth, actually about a shark, funnily enough. This book is about a shark that had white teeth, but not shark teeth. It actually had human teeth. So when it went to get you, rah, like that, it looked like it was smiling. So swimmers were like, oh, that's quite cute.
Oh, right, okay.
And that was its ploy for capture.
Okay, yeah. Lou, what was White Teeth by Zadie Smith about?
A killer dentist.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, yeah. In Bromsgrove, this killer dentist preyed upon his victims with his shiny white teeth.
Yeah, I preferred Thompson not, but I did enjoy the word Bromsgrove.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. Oh, do you really want to live
forever? Becky Hill, Forever Young. It's a good version, I like that. I'll give you the full title as it says here on my screen. Becky Hill, Forever Young, brackets, Residential Remix. There you go, you've got the full...
What does that mean, Tommy? Residential Remix?
It means you can't play it in a work environment.
Only at home.
You can only listen to this version of a song in cul-de-sacs of 8 homes or more.
Yeah, that's right. Coming up, Basement Jacks, the council estate version. For Radio. Can we talk about lovers on the show?
Oh, yes.
Lovers. This is a survey you do not want to be involved with. I have here Britain's worst lovers.
Heathfield.
This is the towns around the country. That's your place, Liz. I've got the top three here. In third place, Sheffield. Men there in Sheffield are the worst lovers. This is men, by the way. Sorry, this is men being the worst lovers.
Okay.
95% disapproval rate.
Oh, my Lord.
Why? Why are they so bad?
It's up to up north, isn't it? I don't know why.
That's bad.
Liverpool in second place.
Oh, no.
With an incredible 96% of women saying that men were rubbish.
Really? 96?
That's a lot.
There's no good bunks up in Liverpool.
No. And I feel very sorry for the men of Leicester.
I feel sorry for the women of Leicester some men.
97% of men in Leicester have been rated as rubbish and flops in the bedroom.
Oh, dear. Well, listen, if you're in Sheffield, Liverpool or Leicester, once lockdown is ended, get yourself down to Sussex. Because let me tell you, Tom Evans is one of the greatest lovers you will ever meet.
What do you want me to do? Hold some kind of seminar?
I just want you to make love with as many women as you can.
I don't know what his wife's going to say about that.
She will do it as long as there's money in it. listen, I've got to start with something. Something big's happening in the lad household today. I need to talk about this little fella.
Jeff.
let's talk about Jeff.
And me, let's talk about all the good things and the bad things.
Jeff.
Maybe let's talk about
Jeff.
Let's talk about
Jeff. Yeah, yeah. Jeff, if you don't know, is our puppy. We got him sort of in the summertime. He's a boar doodle. He's a collie cross red poodle. He's a pain in the ass. but at the same time, he does have moments when he's truly wonderful. But the reason I bring him up today is the call's going into the vet today. We're booking him in because the old plums are coming off.
Oh, Jeffrey. Yeah.
The plums are coming
the
off.
The plums have got to come off.
Dignity.
No, he's having the old snipper dip because let me tell you, that boy, he will hump anything.
It's a funny thing, isn't it?
I've got a video on here that I need to show you to. I took last week, I forgot to show you, of him humping his bed. But he doesn't just hump his bed. He pulls his bed up and holds it up against the wall and tries to hump it there.
Oh, wow.
And we're thinking, do you know what?
That's aggressive.
Yeah. Oh, he's a very passionate lover. we've got to get them off. So we're going to book the call today at our vets. Morning, everybody at Hawthorne, Jonathan and the team. They're coming off, mate. They've got to come off, guys.
They don't come off. They just snip a tube, don't they?
Well, no, apparently now it's all keyhole. Right. So they go in there, give it the old snip-snip. He gives it one of these. And then he comes home.
Well, no, they'll use anaesthetic.
But do you know what I'm looking forward to most? The old cone round the neck. Always a good look.
Cone of shame.
Yeah, the cone
of shame.
So
that's so he doesn't lick his...
Yeah. And it's funny because he like runs into things.
Don't take him out in the rain. That might fill up quick.
I know. Yeah. But listen... I want you to know that he's going to be all right.
Okay.
And as soon as I can, when his plums are off, I'll bring him in to see you, buddy.
Yeah.
Plums. In fact, what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you one plum each as a little souvenir.
All right.
Get it in some formaldehyde and you can take it home with you.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. The best bits.
I've got something going on today in my life that hasn't been going on since I was around about 14 years old.
Frenchying?
No, I did Frenchy yesterday though. Well, a little while ago, my beloved Lou, who I love very much, we were talking about deodorant, and she said to me, I should try this deodorant called, well, I'm not going to say the name because I'm going to say something bad about it, but it's a natural deodorant, just made out of natural things. And she said, you should use this, it's really, really good. And I haven't agreed with it, Lou, because I've got a terrible rash under both my arms.
Yeah, you said it the day.
I'll show you in a bit, you won't believe it, it's terrible. It looked like you've got a gamma dot to dot going on my arms. So I've had to fight it away, and then I said to Sal, my wife, I've got no deodorant, what am I going to do in the morning? And she said, use some of Ruben's. So today...
Africa.
I'm rocking the Links Africa. Yes. So last night I got it out, and this is true, this actually happened. I got it out and I've forgotten what it smelled like, so I squirted a bit in the landing. I was just getting ready to go to bed, and I swear, and Sal walked through it and went, oh god, I haven't sold Links for ages. And then she started getting all giddy, and I said what's the matter with you? She said, oh, it's the Links effect. And I said, oh yeah, I'll meet you behind the bike sheds, like that. So today I feel like a big kid. And I feel that because I'm wearing Links today, I should definitely try and have a Frenchie and do some over-the-clothes stuff.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry if you just turned on. Jack's turned into a 14-year-old schoolboy.
I am.
You got to bike home with your rucksack on your back.
That's it. But it's really taken me back. I squirted on this morning. I was like... Oh, this is mad. A big smile on my face. So, I think today when I get home, if me and Sal like decide that we want to make an effort tonight over dinner, I'm going to put my Links Africa back on, but I'm going to top it up with a little bit of Kuros.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. The best bits.
Mary J. Blige, Family Affair on Thursday morning's More Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. Hope you're well. Listen to this. There are 21 million vaccines in the UK right now ready to go.
Yeah.
And the NHS and Boris are confident they will hit their target of mid-February for everybody over 70, health staff and care home residents.
Amazing.
That's good, isn't it?
That's such good news.
Isn't Asda doing them today?
I think all sorts of people are starting to do them.
Yeah, Asda's starting to do Superdrug and Boots as well.
Right.
My niece Abby, morning my darling, has just gotten over COVID. And she's applied to be trained up so she can deliver the vaccine to people.
Really? Yeah, good for her.
Yeah, good for you, Ab. So, yeah, come on, let's keep going. We're getting there, guys. Come on.
Right.
Are you right in there, Lou?
Yeah, sorry.
What's the matter, darling?
I thought that was all we were doing. Okay, I'll do something else.
I thought you wanted to talk about something, Lou.
Yeah, but then we talked about that. So anyway.
But that is only what's called... So listen, guys, you need to give an insight into radio, right? What I just did then is called a topper. So I do the topper and then Lou goes in with the link.
Yeah, but so, it lasted a minute, so I thought that was the link.
Oh, I see.
Are you saying that you don't want to do the link anymore because of the length of my topper?
No, it's fine.
But now we've done the chat on
the
topper.
I think it's taken too long.
It's too long, yeah.
We'll do it in a minute.
So once again, my topper's got me in trouble.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack.
Investment opportunity. Now, I thought long and hard about whether to bring this up on the show or whether to talk to you guys off air, privately, because I am serious about this. But I thought, why not? Let's just see how
we go. What makes you think I've got any money to invest?
Because
there is that.
See this and go, now we don't have to invest right now. We can save up and then come in together. I've spoken to the relevant parties involved here and they've said that they will hold this for us. So have you both got your phone on you?
Yes.
Right, yeah. How much money are we talking?
Even though we're not supposed to, phone's always on.
Yeah, I'm just going to WhatsApp. Here we go. I'm just going to WhatsApp you now what I'm talking about.
This is really gripping for the listener, by the way, Tom. Mm-hmm.
So there you go. It's on your phones. Right. The investment opportunity is £500 each. However, that could be reduced if you want me to house said investment. Have you received it?
Yeah. It's a caravan.
Yeah. So this isn't just a normal caravan, Lou. This is the C1 Sprite SV Musketeer.
1981.
I thought we could go thirds on a caravan and we could share it. Staycation's going to be more popular. What do you think?
Right, the first thing I think is that you need to put this, Lou, on our social media channels to show just what an absolute moron Tom is. That is the most disgusting thing I've ever seen. And bear in mind, I see myself naked in the mirror every day. So I know what disgusting is.
It's retro, Lou.
Can we talk about the decor? Yeah, when you say retro...
It's from 1981.
It's got one of those like push-along Hoover things that you don't even plug in. It just...
At least it's got a Hoover.
Right, let me just give you... Let me give you a bit more info on this caravan. It's got a sink and a hob, which is burnt to a crisp. And the toilet and the bathroom area is quite... I mean, it's from something from the 60s. No, this is not beige, Lou. That sink is the colour of... Do you remember that bar you used to get, the Caramac bar?
Yeah.
It's like a gross toffee colour.
Or butterscotch.
Butterscotch.
Yeah, butterscotch Angel Delight.
And the thing that I don't like about it either is the toilet is in front of the sink. And in order to get to the toilet roll, you have to lean over the sink.
Okay. It's a little cramped, admittedly, but we're not all going to be in it together.
It's a fixer-upper.
It's a fixer-upper. It's a 1981 caravan.
Yeah.
Yes or no... Are you in £500 each?
I'll tell you what we'll do. Lou, can you put this on our Facebook page?
Yeah.
And see if there's anyone out there that wants to come in so we can go in tenths as opposed to go in thirds.
Now, I will house it, so I'm not going to be paying as much as you guys.
So it's going to sit on your drive?
Yes.
Okay.
If I pay like £100, you guys pay £700.
Do you know what would make that fit well on your drive?
Yeah.
Make it blend in. Put the caravan on your drive, right, and then put a mattress and a broken washing machine in your front garden.
Okay, you're not.
And if you do that, it's going to be good.
This episode of the More Radio Breakfast podcast. Thanks so much for listening. Now, I know it's a bit of a faff, but if you could leave us a review, subscribe, that kind of thing, tell your mates, that would be awesome. Spread the word a little bit more around Sussex. Thanks so much for joining us, and we'll see you bright and early Monday morning, 6 a.m. on More Radio.
Tom, Lou and Jack, the best bits. Even more Radio Breakfast. More.